Good morning, I'm Gemma Barth. The Premier has confirmed $9 million for three medical cannabis clinical trials. Mike Baird has released a statement that says children with severe epilepsy who do not respond to traditional treatment will be a focus. Mr. Baird says the government has a responsibility to see whether the technique can provide relief for suffering patients. A second woman could be elevated into the Abbott government's front bench, Stuart Perry reports.
The Prime Minister has been forced to reshuffle his cabinet following the resignation of Assistant Treasurer Arthur Sinodinos. Josh Frydenberg is tipped to replace him. The new-look front bench could be announced as early as today and could feature a second woman. The Telegraph reports Assistant Education Minister Susan Ley will get the tap on the shoulder, with Tony Abbott impressed with the progress she's made in her current portfolio. Stuart Perry, Macquarie National News.
A Cairns mother is expected to soon be charged with the murder of eight children. 37-year-old Masani Warrior remains in hospital under police guard, recovering from stab wounds. Seven of her children and her niece were found with fatal stab wounds on Friday morning. Muslim leaders' offers to help negotiators in the early stages of the deadly Martin Place siege were knocked back by police. The Telegraph is also this morning reporting an anonymous caller rang the National Security Hotline the weekend before the tragedy to warn against Man Monis. The caller didn't suggest Monis had a gun or that he was planning a terrorist attack, but urged officials to take a look at the extremist views on his website. Almost 40% of Ebola victims have died from the disease. There's been 20,000 infections in Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, and 7,000 deaths. More than 200 volunteers will be hitting the streets today to deliver Christmas gift packs to children and families in need. The Smith family will distribute 12,000 toy and book packs nationwide. The charity's chief executive, Lisa O'Brien, says thousands of those will go to families right here in Sydney.
The toy and book packs are donated as part of our toy and book appeal, but also at this time of year we are running our Christmas appeal and people are donating to support our activities.
And briefly, a 103-year-old Florida golfer may have made history as the oldest person to record a hole-in-one. Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Australia's Boxing Day squad could look a little different to the side that took a 2-0 series lead over India. David Warner and Mitchell Marsh are nursing injuries but are confident they won't miss selection. Skipper Steve Smith has told Channel 9 if they're rested, he'll have to rebalance the team.
I'm not too sure. That's up to the selectors, isn't it? That's not my job. I'll do whatever I can with the team that I'm given.
Hobart Hurricanes have beaten Melbourne Stars by 52 runs in the Big Bash game at the MCG. Sydney Thunder and Brisbane Heat begin their 2020 season at ANZ Stadium tonight. Owen Morgan has replaced the out-of-form Alistair Cook as England's one-day international captain. A-League leaders Perth Glory has put Central Coast in its place with a 4-1 crushing. The win marks Glory's 8th straight home victory and puts it 6 points clear on top of the table. Coach Kenny Lowe says he couldn't be prouder of the performance.
They just keep getting up and getting up and getting up and getting up. It's quite amazing, the stamina, the way they've gone about the business. You can only speak so highly of the players, you know.
Melbourne City has claimed derby bragging rights with a 1-0 win over victory at Amy Park. Sydney FC and Wellington Phoenix do battle at Allianz Stadium tonight. And Manchester City is top of the English Premier League ladder after a 3-0 win over Crystal Palace. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 8:04. Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather. Sunny today, light winds, tops of 26 on the coast, 31 in the west, partly cloudy for tomorrow, showers Tuesday, Wednesday, a shower or two and a possible storm for Christmas Day. Right now in the city it's 16 degrees, 2 below average, it's humidity at 87%.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
The ultimate prize waits Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Chock full of sporting news and views from around the country and around the world. Plus, have your say. Here's Jimmy Smith and Stuart Clark.
Hope you're having a great week leading up to Christmas. It's a very exciting time of the year. Even more exciting the fact that Australia's gone 2-0 up in that Test Series against India after a spectacular morning from Mitch Johnson. He did well the day before as well. He didn't get named Man of the Match in the Test match. We'll take your thoughts on that. 13-53-53. The new captain did, Steve Smith. But a great win for Australia. They go 2-0 up on the series. But they've got some concerns around injuries and lack of form. We'll talk about that very shortly. Coming up next, we've got Ben Madgen from the Sydney Kings. They've got a big game against Melbourne United today at 2 p.m. Ian Murray is the tactician for Wild Oats 11. We'll have a chat to him on the eve of the great boat race. And Nathan Horitz is turning out for the Sydney Thunder. He used to play for the Brisbane Heat. That's their opponent. That's today out there at Stadium Australia at 10 past 7. So a lot of sports to get through. And we'll take your calls, 13 53 53. We'll get your SMS as well, 0419 767 272. That's 0419 SMS BSB. And of course, you can get us on the tweets as well, at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. But Stewie Clark, it was a little bit of a case yesterday and the day before from the Indian cricket side is they woke the giant. And that giant was Mitchell Johnson, and he made them pay. Good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Jim. Morning, everyone. Well, he certainly did make them pay in a lot of ways, with the bat, firstly, and then with the ball in a devastating three-over spell where he pretty much knocked the guts out of the middle order of the Indian batting lineup. India, I don't mind them getting stuck into Mitchell Johnson. I don't mind it, but you've got to be able to back it up, and they can't back it up at the moment. You're right, they did wake him. He came to life. He didn't bowl well in the first innings, nor did Mitchell Stark, for that matter. So the Australian bowling was a little bit disappointing in innings one, but innings two, and probably goes to show how much rests on Mitchell Johnson. If he's bowling well, the rest of the team go with him. Josh Hazlewood, superb debut, 5 for in the first innings, couple of wickets in the second, 32 with the bat, which is unheard of, although I was advised during the week that that is not his highest first-class score.
Right.
He got 40-odd.
Josh Hazlewood?
Yeah, in a game in Melbourne. Guess who told me that?
Tom Iston.
Tom from Sylvania, yeah. Text me directly during the week, just in case I wanted to tell someone. As I replied to him, only you would know that, Tom.
That's right, that's right.
But it was a magnificent win for Australia. Injury concerns, yes. We don't know where David Warner's up
to. No, that's the concern.
Of the thumb. I did read an article last night or something on the internet that said it wasn't broken.
Right.
Still going to be pretty sore, and he's only got 5 days to turn around, make it right again.
Well, the thing about it is, in that innings, every time he then played a shot after being hit, the bottom hand came off the bat.
That's a bit reactionary. Look, it is the bottom hand on his bat, and yes, the purest batting teacher would say you need your top hand more, but David Warner's not exactly the most purest of techniques. He's a very good player with a very unique technique and hits the ball very hard, so he does need both hand or that hand as much as anything. But, you know, for Australia, Stephen Smith, he was outstanding with the bat, with the captaincy. And look, when you've got Mitchell Johnson in the team, anyone can be a good captain. And I say that, you know, without trying to take anything away from Stephen Smith, but if you need someone to bowl fast and rough up the tail and you've got Mitchell Johnson in the team, you go, mate, you bowl.
Yeah.
I'll put 3 or 4 slips in and I'll look like an attacking captain. It's when Stephen Smith's captaincy, as will all captains, become under scrutiny when you don't have the bowlers or that one special bowler that can make something happen, i.e. Shane Warne and McGrath.
Yeah. Well, that would have been in the first innings for India when Hazlewood went off with cramps. Stark was struggling with an issue. Johnson was struggling with an issue. Mitch Johnson did his hamstring. So there were all these things that went against Smith at that point. They were able to drag it back. The key point to the whole win of that test match was the performance of the Australian lower order in that batting. Johnson 88, Stark 52, Nathan Lyon 23, and Josh Hazlewood, 32. So as a result of that, they were nearly 100 in front.
Yes.
And that was the winning of the test match. Because if they had to chase 180, they could have got really nervous there in that last night.
They did get really nervous and lost 6 wickets along the way. And, yeah, look, they got there comfortably, I suppose, in the end. But to lose 6 wickets, the pressure of batting second, and that's why when they put the totals up, you get 300, and, you know, you never see a team get a big score. If they do, they get them two or three down.
Yes.
It's because of the pressure of it all, because everyone that goes in knows that, geez, I make a mistake here, I'm out, and it pressures anything in the game, in any sport. If you can build pressure on the opposition, whether it be cricket, rugby league or anything, you eventually get the rewards at some stage down the track. And you listen to, you know, NRL coaches about building pressure and momentum and, you know, that set after set of six after set of six. Mm. It's just the pressure and the fatigue that wears you down after a while.
KP's pitching up already for a recall to the England cricket side.
That's surprising, isn't it?
Alastair Cook was relieved of the captaincy. That's just 2 months out from the World Cup. It seems that Owen Morgan will be taking over there, and he's already pitched up to Owen Morgan on Twitter saying it'd be great to play under him. Any chance KP playing in the World Cup?
I think there's a big chance he's going to play. Now, I think the biggest stumbling block was Alastair Cook.
Right.
He's out of the way now. And yes, look, Alastair Cook, he's like using the wrong end of the bat at the moment. He can't get a run.
Right.
So he's out of the way. It really depends on management, because you got to remember that the whole, you know, the whole circus with Kevin Peterson, he is a great cricketer. Yes, he is a wonderful batsman. Mm. Yes, he can be very dynamic.
Mm.
But he comes with a little bit of baggage.
A little bit?
Actually, that's incorrect. He comes with a lot of baggage.
Mm.
Some of it's good. Some of it's positive. I was actually listening to Andrew Flintoff talk about Kevin Peterson during the commentary in the Sydney Sixers game the other night, and said he'd have him in his team. He'd just have to manage him.
Yeah.
Got to find a way to manage Kevin Peterson. Now, that's not simple to do.
I was going to say, that sounds easy.
But, you know, you need an ego or a big ego in that team to match Kevin Peterson. Owen Morgan, he's a nice guy, but he's basically a kid. And I can see Kevin Peterson dominating Owen Morgan in the change rooms, which mightn't be that healthy.
A-League last night, 1-0 for Melbourne City in their local derby against the Melbourne Victory. 4-1 Perth Glory against the hapless Central Coast Mariners. We had Big Bash League last night as well, Stewie. You into your Big Bash League again?
I've got to say, I didn't watch. I watched a little bit of it.
Right.
And then big Darren Sammy, I saw him smack the bejesus out of them everywhere.
38 off 12, thanks very much.
Yeah, big Darren. Doesn't he look cool in the field too? That's the bit that gets me. All the West Indians, even Andre Russell
For the
Renegades.
Yeah.
Coolest men on earth, some of those guys.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah. They can get hit for six, two balls in a row by Nick Madison. They're still cool.
And some of the bling they do wear. Wow. It's, you know, I'm not sure what's bigger, their biceps or the bling.
No, I think it's the biceps. Certainly on Darren Sammy, it's the biceps. The funny thing about last night is he was just throwing the bat out, and you think, oh, he hasn't really got that. Six.
20 rows back.
When he really got it, it was eight.
Good athletes. Some of those West Indians are great athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll take your calls here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. 0419 767 272. That's 0419 SMS BSB. And as I said, you can send in a tweet as well at Big Sports WEND at Big Sports WEND.
Saturday, it's our biggest race day of the week, so we bring you Australia's biggest racing program, Racing HQ Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday.
Everything you need for a successful day's punting from the team that knows their stuff. The best tipsters will put you on the right track, and we talk to all the key players, including trainers, jockeys and stewards, to bring you right up to date with all the day's vital racing news. Don't miss it. Racing HQ Saturday from 6:30 a.m. here on Sky Sports Radio. Brought to you by TAB.
Everyone loves the skill and excitement of the EPL and A-League, but no one loves a nil-all draw. That's why at the TAB, we've decided that if you have a correct score bet on any EPL or A-League clash this season and the game ends nil-all, we'll refund your bet in full. That's right, if the game ends in a nil-all draw, we'll refund your bet. Get on at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Sony Music gives you the hottest stars on the planet with Garth Brooks' hot new album, Man Against Machine. Carrie Underwood's greatest hits, decade number one. The Doobie Brothers, Southbound. And new albums from Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson and Trisha Yearwood. All albums available now. These are the hottest stars on the planet.
Hello?
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Be part of the action at Australia's Holiday Playground this January, where the opportunity to join the winner's circle is only one horse away. Recent graduates of the Gold Coast Yearling Sale include Atlantic Jewel, Piero and Zoo Star, and Spring Carnival Stars Amicus, Dissident and Shooting to Win. Progeny by Australia's leading sires plus 22 individual first season sires will go under the hammer at Magic Millions, Australia's leading source of black type and Group 1 winners. View the catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
We'll have Sydney King Ben Magin coming up very shortly. Day of the game. They're playing 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Unheard of.
Yeah, that's
unheard
fantastic.
Of in the sporting world.
Summertime, the perfect time to enjoy Coco Joy's range of all-natural coconut-based products, Stuart. Let me tell you, there is no better refresher than Coco Joy 100% coconut water. Have you had some?
Yes.
You're as bad as Malcolm. I said, you had some? Malcolm went...
Yes.
It's naturally sweet and chock full of goodness. There's no nasties like added sugar, preservatives or concentrates. Compared with other typical sports drinks, it also contains higher levels of potassium, fewer calories and less sodium. Tick, tick, tick.
Yes.
Which all assists with recovery after exercise. Great news if you're into your sport or always on the move. Coco Joy 100% coconut water is also dairy, gluten and soy free.
I noticed they're on the jersey of the Renegades.
They are.
The colours are a little bit hard on TV. We need to speak to the marketing people. I noticed it because I knew it was on there because I've listened to this ad on this radio show.
Yes.
But the colours are a little bit hard.
You want them to change their colours just because
I think they just need to work on their logo a little bit. It was good. I know Eleanor. Eleanor's a good lady.
Renegades, they're also on the Melbourne City from the A-League.
Maybe this red shirt, maybe the red shirt throws the colour off. They're on the Manly jersey too.
They are, sleeve sponsor of the Manly Seagulls. Coco Joy 100% coconut water is also dairy, gluten and soy free. I did that bit. This summer, bring back the joy with Coco Joy at a store near you or online at cocojoy.com.
The goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, they broke the streak on Thursday. It was one of the longest losing streaks in Australian sport, but they got through it.
Would that be a hoodoo?
Yeah, let's go with the hoodoo. They broke the hoodoo on Thursday. They've got a big game today down there against Melbourne United at 2 p.m. at Margaret Court Arena. And Ben Magin from the Sydney Kings has been good enough to join us on the line just before they have a bit of a throw around, I think. G'day, Ben.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. First of all, congratulations on beating that streak. Was it one of those ones that you never talked about, or was it something that you were very obviously aware of but determined to beat against the Perth Wildcats?
We were definitely aware of it, but we have a new group this year. I'm the only guy left from the first year. The Kings were back in 2010, so none of the other guys, I don't think, had really been through all of those losses. But it was definitely good to get the win.
Certainly was. Currently fourth, 7-6 record. You play Melbourne, who are running fifth.
Yeah, it's a huge game for us. You know, we like playing a lot of games, so the double headers are really enjoyable for us. You know, but we know Melbourne's a great team. They're very talented. They've got a lot of depth. They're well coached, so we know it's going to be a great game and a good test for us to see where we're at.
Good test for you too, playing on Jordan McRae, averaging 21 points per game. What's the key to trying to nullify his impact, Ben?
I think just making two tough shots. You know, they shoot a lot of free, they like to penetrate and pitch, but it's going to be a team effort. We're really focused on team defense this season, so you know, we do our best one-on-one defensively, but if we get there, we have a lot of trust that our help's going to be there, and we do everything as a team.
Are you expecting a physical game tonight? Big Joshy Childress, you got him in the shed, a bit of knuckle if you need it.
Yeah, well, we don't mind getting physical, and you know, we know that we're both fighting for a playoff berth, and these games are really important. We play everyone 4 times, so it's important to try and get the away wins as well as the home wins against contending teams.
Just on Josh Childress, we have Brad Rosen, former Sydney Kings captain, now Channel 10 commentator, join us on Fridays on this radio station. He says Josh Childress is the best ever basketballer to play in the NBL. Do you agree with that, with your experience, Ben?
Yeah, he'd definitely be close. You know, he's a fantastic player, fantastic teammate. We're very fortunate to have him in the NBL. We're very, very blessed to have him. And, you know, he's been great for our group. And I think Brad, you know, is right on in saying what he did.
Tell us a little bit about Madgen's message of hope, Ben. I was reading about the charity that you work with there. How did that come about? How did that start for you?
It was about 3 years ago now, having a Christmas visit to Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And I just saw, you know, a lot of kids that weren't really able to get out of the hospital. And if they were, you know, money was tight and it was tough for their parents to be able to take in to do fun things. So I thought the least I could do was set up a game time experience and something that they can look forward to and get them to some Sydney Kings games and have a really, really good time, something they can look forward to. And, you know, it's worked out really well. Had tremendous feedback and kids that have never been to a game or have been bedridden for months have put up for the game and had the time of their life and smile. So it's very rewarding for myself, and I know that the kids have a great time.
That's fantastic. And you do that every Sydney Kings home game, Ben?
Yeah, for Westmead Children's Hospital and Children's Hospital at Randwick.
Yeah, right.
They each get 20 tickets each game, so 40 kids and their families are able to attend.
Mate, I think I may have asked you this last time, but David Koch, does he ever give you the pre-match speech?
I wish he did, actually.
That funny voice?
I talked to him after the game. A fair bit, but usually before the game, it's just the coaching staff and players would talk to each other. But yeah, normally no other distractions. But yeah, Koshy's great to have around the club.
Well, I'm calling for Koshy to come and give you a pre-match speech just in the sunrise sort of time. Him and Samantha Armitage sit on the couch there in front of you guys and just preach to you.
That'd be fantastic.
Well, Ben, it's a big game today. You're 7-6 in your season. It's an important one to break away from the pack a little bit there from the Kings' point of view. Good luck to you personally. Congratulations on what you're doing with your Madgen's message of hope. I think that's absolutely outstanding, and appreciate your time on the day of a game too, mate.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ben Madgen there, he is co-captain of the Sydney Kings, and it's just fantastic what he does with those kids from the Children's Hospital at Westmead and at Randwick. Massive game, 2 o'clock start down there against Melbourne United. Clear favourites, Melbourne United, $1.40 at tab.com.au. Sydney Outsiders at $3. The line is 6.5 there. Go you, Sydney Kings. We better get ourselves a traffic update shortly. Stuart,
are you going for the Kings?
Always. Go for the Kings.
Fair weather. Let's go for the traffic.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to start working in the rail industry? First get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au and kickstart your career in rail.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody. In Sydney at the moment, traffic is okay at the moment. We do have an accident reported northbound on Surry Hill, South Dowling Street at Cleveland Street, but we're seeing through the RMS cameras smooth moving traffic at the moment, so everything's getting past it all right. And changed traffic conditions in the city itself around DJ's and Elizabeth Street for the Christmas shopping. Stuck for very last minute gift ideas? You'll find creative gifts at Officeworks that'll inspire, entertain or create. Give the gift of creativity from the wide range available at Officeworks. And that's the latest traffic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Ever thought of working on the railway? Driving a loader, a crane or laying track? Mo here knows all about it.
Yep, if you want a career with a bit of adventure and good rewards in the rail industry, check out rizzy.com.au.
Rizzy?
Yep, stands for Rail Industry Safety Induction. Rizzy cards are issued by Transport for New South Wales. It's your first qualification, you have to have it.
Take a look at risi.com.au and get trained.
That's rizzy.com.au.
Saturday, it's our biggest race day of the week. So we bring you Australia's biggest racing program, Racing HQ Saturday.
Saturday.
Everything you need for a successful day's punting from the team that knows their stuff. The best tipsters will put you on the right track, and we talk to all the key players, including trainers, jockeys and stewards, to bring you right up to date with all the day's vital racing news. Don't miss it. Racing HQ Saturday from 6:30 a.m. here on Sky Sports Radio. Brought to you by TAB.
You've got to join Great Events on their fourth big EPL tour. Departing January 29, you'll experience four big EPL games. Now, who's your EPL side, Stewie?
Manchester United, Jim.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, do you go for them as well?
Yeah, I do.
Geez, you're a fair weather.
No, I'm not. I have ever since I went to England in 2000. They became my side.
Right, and you watched them win?
They did that. You actually think they got the treble. Liverpool v West Ham at Anfield. Chelsea and Everton at Stamford Bridge. Two big sides there. Mile Yednak's Crystal Palace. That's against Newcastle. And the big Spurs v Arsenal North London Derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, you'll finish the tour in Munich at the mighty Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg. Who's your Bundesliga team?
Bayern Munich.
Yeah, me too. Funny that. All for just $9,350 per person, twin share.
Can you name another Bundesliga team?
Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund. That includes, now the $9,350 per person twin share includes match tickets, accommodation, transfers, sightseeing,
ooh,
and lots, lots more.
What's the more?
Well, it just include whatever.
Are you going on the trip too?
Not yet. Just working on Kerry. He's a great tour guide, Kerry. Great experience. Great events. Call the team on 1300 66 55 55 or go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Welcome back to the program. 2 minutes of rugby league coming up in the next hour. It's a standalone segment now.
That's all it should get, 2 minutes this time of year.
Is it sponsored yet? Just having it? No, not yet.
Yeah, okay. Is that a tumbleweed that just went through the office?
Still available for sponsorship opportunities. 0419 767 272 is the SMS number, Stewie. 0419 SMS BSB. 1353 53, the open line number. You can get us on the tweets as well at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. And of course, you can go to the website, skysportsradio.com.au, click on the feedback icon. Oh, we're getting talks that we're getting word in that we're not hearing TuneIn app. So yes, you're not hearing us on the TuneIn app. This is from Paramat. No talkies today, boys. TuneIn app not connecting. Tab radio silent too. Have a good show, Paramat. Thanks, Paramat. We'll try and get to the bottom of that, Stewie.
And Stanley from Stockton. Yes, we appreciate there's a bit of an echo during the Imagine interview. But
yes,
we're working through it. Look, there are some teething problems. But
yeah,
you know what? We've got the technical monkeys outside. They're just putting things together and, you know, connecting cords, doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
trying to get it working. So
hitting on-off buttons.
Yeah, just doing whatever, trying to get there. So we're going to get we'll get to Rodney. So just quickly, I've heard from Sophie from Strathfield for a couple of weeks. She's either not listening to the program anymore, which is understandable. I can live with that.
Well, hang on. Why is that understandable? We'd be upset if we lost Sophie from Strathfield.
I'm just upset that I haven't heard from her for a while. Just a genuine bagging every weekend.
Or him.
So if you're out there, Sophie, and you are listening, just a quick SMS. Yes, I'm okay. That's all I want to know.
1353 53 is the open line number. Let's get a call. Was there? Rod is on the line from Nowra. G'day, Rod.
Hey, Jimmy, Stewie.
Hello, Rod.
Hey, guys. Bit of echo here again. Doesn't matter, but I'll get through.
Listen, you're right, mate.
Smith has made it very hard for Clarke to come back. He's put a good case in, hasn't he, Stewie?
He has. He's put an excellent case in, but...
What do you want, 25-year-old fit, rare and bull, or a 32-year-old bloke who can hardly move?
Well, I think the way I consider it is Michael Clarke's still the captain. Stephen Smith's doing an admirable job, and he's putting some pressure on Michael Clarke. But if Michael Clarke's fit, and I said fit, then he comes back in and is captain again.
And we'll say it again, Stewie, like I did last year. Once again, on our Christmas wish list, here's a what, Stewie? A premiership for the Bloody Sharks, please.
Go on, you're right. That's what we want to hear. Look, that's Jimmy's ridiculous part of his 2 minutes of rugby league.
Bit, 2 minutes of rugby league, that has given me an idea.
Come on, Rod. Thank you, Rod. Appreciate your call.
Good on you, mate. Hey, just clarifying on that, Ian Chappell's come out and said, look, even if Michael Clarke gets back into the side, Steve Smith should remain as captain. Now, let's assume that Michael Clarke won't be back for the World Cup. Because that's probably realistic.
Yep.
There's a tour to the West Indies,
yes,
prior to the Ashes tour.
Yes.
Let's say Michael Clarke is fit for that. You would have him back as captain for the, yes, West Indies tour?
Yes.
Okay.
I know Ian Chappell. I read the article this morning that Ian Chappell said, unfortunately, Michael, that your time may have passed, but I don't consider that. I think Michael, if he's fit again, I'm sure the Australian selectors and the Australian management will make Michael captain again.
1353 is the open line number. We've just got a score too coming out of that Club World Cup. Real Madrid have beaten San Lorenzo. Real Madrid, San Lorenzo, 2-0 in that final. Sergio Ramos scored in the 37th minute and Gareth Bale scored in the 51st minute. And we'll have more about that with Andy Pascalidis. We've just seen vision of Sepp Blatter about to hand over the trophy here.
Sure he's not put it in his pocket and walking out the door. Morning, Adrian.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Just with the cricket, I mean, India had an opportunity and only got themselves to blame in some cases, and what's rather ironic, they probably should have led in the first innings by 100 instead of behind.
Yes.
100, that was the difference in the result.
Yep.
The biggest disappointment is every bad decision, and there's been some howlers, they've all gone against India.
Yes, they have.
Every one of them. Every one. It's not like 11-1 or something like that. Australia hasn't got one bad decision or one rough decision. India's got everything. The near no balls, the shocking off the one Pujara got off the face mask off the shoulder from Chikandala.
Ravi Ashwin got one yesterday.
Yeah,
Ravi,
yeah, his pad. Yeah. The catch from long. I've never known that to happen, to be honest.
Well, no, look, they haven't, as it said, the rough end of the Queensland pineapple really went against them last match. They can fix it all, Adrian. They can fix it all.
They've got some good signs there, most definitely. And funnily enough, you know, it's 2-0 Australia. You know, with a little bit of luck evened out, it could be 2-0 India. But it's an exciting series. And they've got some really good prospects there for the team with their fast bowls. And you think about it, for the life of me, I don't know how Watson can remain in the side for Australia. It's just weak in the side. And the Marsh brothers, I mean, geez, they're iffy, aren't they?
Well, I've got to say, if for Shane Watson, if there wasn't those injury concerns around Mitch Marsh, then his place in the squad, in the 11, would be massively under pressure.
See, I don't think it is under pressure because I don't think anyone's going to take his spot.
Oh.
Who's going to take his spot?
We've just
got rid of the two Marshes.
No, we Adrian did.
So that's two less players you've got to find.
I didn't. But if Mitch Marsh is out injured, right, who comes in to bat number six for Australia?
I don't know. That's the question. So
Adam Voges, 35.
They're not going to pick Adam Voges. Ed Cowan, he's 32.
32.
Didn't get any in Sydney grade cricket yesterday, but does that count for anything, I suppose?
Well, has he got 400s in five games in Sheffield Shield.
So, you know, for me, it's not as simple as just getting rid of someone. You've got to find someone to replace him. And I don't think there's an overly large amount of people getting runs. Usman Khawaja is out for 9 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, the names you would consider next in line aren't exactly doing anything other than Ed Cowan.
1353-53, who should bat six for Australia in the Boxing Day Test match if Mitch Marsh is unavailable? We'll take your thoughts on that. Time now, though, for a sports update with Tanya.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend with a sports update, here's Tanya White.
Australia will now look to Boxing Day in the third cricket test against India after wrapping up the second test in Brisbane yesterday. Stand-in captain Steve Smith led the team with the bat and was named man of the match. Former cricket great Ian Chappell, as Jimmy just noted, that he thinks that Smith might have a baby face but a very mature approach to the game and should remain in the captain's role when Michael Clarke is fit to play again. Meantime, a batting onslaught from Darren Sammy helped Hobart to a 52-run win over the Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash game at the MCG last night. The former West Indies captain was not out and smashed 38 off 12 balls, which included three sixes and four fours. Tonight, the Sydney Thunder, featuring Jacques Cullis, take on Brisbane at ANZ Stadium. Perth Glory have gone 6 points clear on the A-League table after a comprehensive 4-1 win over the Central Coast last night in Perth. The highlight of the night was when 17-year-old Danny De Silva kicked an outrageous long-range goal in the 71st minute. While in Melbourne at Amy Park, Melbourne City avenged its 5-2 loss to Melbourne Victory in the third round to beat their rivals 1-0, the winning goal coming when Eric Partolu headed the ball into the net in stoppage time. Today, Sydney take on Wellington at Allianz Stadium. That's at 5 o'clock. Auckland City has finished third in football's Club World Cup. The semi-professional side beat Cruz Azul 4-2 in a penalty shootout overnight to become the first team from the Oceania group to ever win a medal at the tournament. The teams were locked at 1-1 after regulation time, while in the gold medal match just finished, Real Madrid 2-0. San Lorenzo nil. Manchester City has joined Chelsea on top of the EPL table after a 3-0 win over Crystal Palace in the match overnight. In other results, Aston Villa and Man United won all. Hull City nil, Swansea 1, QPR 3, West Brom 2, 3-0 Southampton over Everton, Tottenham 2, Burnley 1 and West Ham 2, Leicester 0. And the Sydney Kings are away to Melbourne in the first of this afternoon's NBL games, and that to be followed by Cairns versus New Zealand in Cairns. You may be happy to know, or you might not, that Lindsay Vonn, better known in the Southern Hemisphere,
yes,
as the girlfriend of Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Oh, no,
she's a star in her own right. She's a star in her own right.
She is in America, but you walk through the streets of Sydney, how many people would know who she is?
I've seen her a lot of times walking up and down George Street.
Not her.
Doing her Christmas shopping.
David Jones, Maya.
Well, she's back to her best on the slopes.
Right.
She's an Olympic gold medalist, downhill skier. She missed the Sochi Olympics because of injury.
That's right.
And she's just won her 61st World Cup overnight at Val de la Cire. And the all-time record for World Cups in that sport is 62, so it looks as though she may break that record.
How old is Lindsay?
30. Yeah.
Okay.
And her prize for winning that event, a cow, believe it or not.
Tiger's got a farm, surely they can put it on.
She actually walked the cow up to the podium when she accepted her award.
Oh. Do you think Tiger stands on the slopes watching? Do you reckon he's like he's on the 15th bend? Like
supportive, no, supportive partner.
Nice. No, because before she got injured and she was obviously in the team to go to Sochi, they were asking him about that and he said that he wasn't going to go and watch her in those 2 weeks. Because he had some tournament to play in.
So, was anyone shocked by that, Tanya?
Well, she was doing a hell of a lot better than him at the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you for that.
I don't feel very comfortable.
No.
With you, Malcolm. If you're listening on the way home, Malcolm, I'm sitting where you were, right in the middle of the boys. It's very intimidating. Don't like it.
Jimmy's a bit like that. He's a bit scary, Jimmy. Big prop forward, second rower, bit scary.
Yeah, it's really scary. 1353, you'll be right, Tan. 1353 is the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more of your calls, and then we'll have a chat with Ian Murray, who's the tactician on Wild Oats 11.
Sky Sports Radio, number one in racing. Heard throughout the state, including Bombala, 90.9 FM. Griffith, 87.6 FM. Threadbow, 106.9 FM. And Lake Cardjeligo, 87.6 FM.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Experience the excitement of 4 big EPL games with great events. Departing January 29, see Liverpool v West Ham, Chelsea and Everton, Mille Yednak's Crystal Palace against Newcastle, and the big Spurs v Arsenal North London derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg in Munich. $9,350 per person twin share includes just about everything. Go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
This is Mo. G'day, Mo.
G'day.
Mo's big in railway infrastructure. What you been doing, Mo?
Mostly talking to labourers, plant operators and parents about working in the rail industry. It's a great career choice, but first up, you need to take a RISI course.
A RISI course?
Rail Industry Safety Induction. Before you work in the rail industry, you have to do a Rail Industry Safety Induction. Only takes a day. Book now on risi.com.au.
That's risi.com.au.
We'll get you trained.
On Sky Sports Radio... This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, radio's biggest and best serve of weekend sport.
1353 is the open line number. Send an SMS 0419 767272. That's 0419 SMSBSB. A couple of people have done that, Stewie, and we'll get to them. Well, here, why don't we go now? Hey, boys, Ricky Ponting suggested last night, James Faulkner would replace Mitch Marsh. Cheers, Matt. Thoughts on James Faulkner batting six for Australia, Stuart?
I hope not.
Right. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think James Faulkner is going to...
Look, James Faulkner is a wonderful cricketer, short version cricketer especially.
Yes.
Is he a number six batsman for Australia? Probably not. He could play as a bowler that bats. I'm not sure he can play a batter. I'm not sure he's a batter that bowls, if you know what I mean.
No, that's right, which is what you want, obviously, from number six. Because, unfortunately, the way Brad Haddin's batting at the moment, you can't, and I think they've done it a couple of times previously, bat Brad Haddin at six or bat an Adam Gilchrist at six.
Yeah.
And which meant Faulkner at seven you'd probably accept. But filling that position is tough. And that's why if he's out injured, Mitch Marsh, then you... I think he's gone on record before Mark Waugh saying age is not an issue. Age is not a barrier. Well, so Adam Boges at 35.
Well, it's discrimination if it is.
So. That's right.
Just on Brad Haddin, he is out of form with the bat. Look, got an ugly dismissal in the first innings.
Yeah.
Got caught around the wicket short ball. Never seen Brad Haddin get out like that before.
Usually right.
A very good player of the short ball. But he'll be feeling the pressure of needing to get some runs. I don't think his spot's in jeopardy, mind you, but I think he'd, you know, obviously to contribute to the team. It's all good and well to get six or seven catches, but you know they're all pretty stock-standard catches you'd hope the wicketkeeper would catch. Unfortunately, the way cricket works these days, if you're a wicketkeeper, you need to get runs.
Yes.
The days of just being a good wicketkeeper don't exist anymore. You must get runs with the bat, and Adam Gilchrist changed it for everyone.
Nine catches for the match, so hadn't. Yeah. But as you say, a lot of them were regulation.
But that, you know, you still got to catch them.
That's exactly right. Ian Chappell, here's another SMS. Ian Chappell is so boring, he puts everyone to sleep. Channel 9 should move Chappell on. He is joking about Michael Clark. If he is fit, Michael is first man picked and captain. Merry Chrissy. That's Finney from the Bay. Merry Chrissy to you too, Finney.
Finney? Put Finney on the list for a hat. He agreed with me there. I quite like that SMS from Finney. So he's on the list. I wouldn't say he's won it just yet.
Oh, hang on. Let's decide whether Finney's won the hat or not.
No, I'm creating a list.
And checking
I'm not allowed to create a list.
You've got the Big Sports Breakfast hat on today too.
Yeah,
right?
I have.
Yeah,
it was a bit messy this morning.
Right. Is it a number two or a number three you're sporting at the moment with your hair, Stuart?
It's grown to a two. I need to have a haircut for
right.
Get ready for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Just on that, what does Christmas bring for you?
Presents.
Right. What about the day? What does it hold?
Oh, no, look, it'll be just the stock standard, eat too much at lunchtime, then fall asleep while everyone else is eating more.
Right.
There'll be a few drinks had.
Yes.
Probably go for a swim if it's a nice warm day.
Right.
Eat some more at dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then be violently ill the next day. What, is that not what happens at your house?
It's amazing. That's almost stock standard around the country, I would have thought. 1353, you can tell us what you're doing for Christmas as well. Stu, is Ian Chappell as big a boring person as he's on TV? Okay, all right. The man could open the boring for England.
No.
That's from Tim.
Can I tell you that Ian Chappell is one of the nicest people that you sit down and have a drink with and talk about. If you like cricket and cricket history, which I obviously do,
yep.
And want to talk World Series cricket, you know the show that was on Channel 9?
How's that? Yeah.
Well, he gives you the real life version of what happened.
Yeah, right.
I can talk to him all day about that sort of stuff, but I love cricket. If you weren't into that sort of stuff, then you'd probably find it a little bit dour.
He's got very strong opinions,
which is what
I like.
Yeah, he's got good opinions, strong opinions about whatever, especially with cricket. And look, he doesn't think Michael Clark should be captain when and if he comes back. I don't mind that. I don't agree with it. But I think he respects that other people will have an opinion as well, based on something. Don't just have an opinion. Have something to back up your opinion.
Completely entitled to an opinion. 75 tests for Australia has been calling the cricket at Channel 9 since 1979.
Since Packer took over.
Yeah, well, exactly. Played in that World Series, of course. Was a very successful captain of Australia when international cricket was incredibly competitive up against the great West Indian side. So he's well within his rights to have an opinion. I don't think there's any doubt on that. 1353 is the open line number. We know you're having a few problems with our tune-in app and on the Sky Sports Radio app as well, so we do apologise for that. And Rap God has made mention of that on Twitter as well. One Selection to Win says, like to wish you and your listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wish list is to find more winners for the punters, so good on you. We do appreciate that. We've got a top three coming out of that World Club football. Of course, we've just heard from Tanya. Real Madrid have won. San Lorenzo second. And what about this? Third. Auckland City Football Club. Auckland City.
They're my favourite New Zealand team.
What? You prefer them over the Wellington Phoenix?
Oh, they're in the A-League. Different.
Oh, right. So you've got...
Yeah, okay. The Bay of Plenty, I don't think they're any
good. No, they're terrible, Bay of Plenty. Have they got a side in the New Zealand football?
We're looking from Hamish, he's from Sweet Asland.
We've got people sending in SMS as well. We hear about the echo, yeah, we've got that. It is something that we are working on here, and again, as Stuart says, the technicians will be doing something to fix that in the foreseeable future. Give them to February, I say.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Our next guest is a very famous Australian sailor. He's the tactician for Wild Oats 11. He's been an Olympian. He's been the CEO and race management and regatta director for the 34th America's Cup. He's pretty much done it all in sailing, and he'll be taking part in this Blue Water Classic starting on Boxing Day. It's great to have Ian Murray on the line. G'day, Ian.
Morning.
Excited about this Sydney to Hobart coming up. Have you been able to check weather predictions and get an idea of what the trip to Hobart's going to look like?
Yeah, the weather's starting to firm up, and it's not terribly exciting. I think we all like to go out of Sydney on Boxing Day after, you know, Christmas lunch the next day with a sunny sky and a nor'east and the spinnaker's up and a pleasant first day to let it all settle down, but it doesn't look that way this year. It looks like, you know, we're going to have quite strong southerly winds to begin with, and then moderating, and then the sun coming out as we get down towards Bass Strait.
How tough is it for the tactician when you haven't got winds that are favourable?
Oh, look, it's always tough. Sydney Hobart race, you know, it's you go through a lot of different climate and a lot of different sort of geography over the course, you know, from New South Wales coast to Bass Strait, which is very different, and then east coast of Tasmania is a different kettle of fish again. So it's a tough race for navigators and people like me, tactician, to deal with the wide variety of winds that you get, and whether it be little storm cells coming off the coast that we've seen a lot of in recent weeks, or, you know, it can be pretty stressful, particularly at night, as, you know, the winds become variable. And you know, in modern-day ocean racing, we get to see where all the competition is, and you're stuck in somewhere where there's no wind, and they're sneaking up behind you. It adds to the stress level.
I'm sure it does. Is there a little bit of luck involved as well?
Look, you know, you've got to say that there is always a little bit of luck in some sports, but, you know, I'm always the first to say you make your own luck as well, and like all things, preparation for the race is a critical piece, and
sure.
And that's where you create your luck, I think, primarily. But, you know, we wish everyone good luck. You know, I think occasionally luck does swing some decisions.
Sure. Is there a great benefit to the fact that, you know, Wild Oats 11 seems to be around for a long time? I think this is the 10th Sydney to Hobart that the boat is undertaking. The crew is pretty much the core of that crew from 2005 as well. Is that a great help during the course of an event like the Sydney to Hobart, Ian?
Oh, it certainly helps. You know, the fact that we've all sailed together for, you know, many thousands of miles. It's not only Sydney Hobart races, it's you know, races up the coast, Hamilton Island race weeks, boats been to Europe a couple of times. It's a lot of miles. And you know, the core of the crew actually goes back to America's Cup days in the 90s. So it's, you know, we're all good mates. We all sort of know what we're all going to do and what our strengths and weaknesses are. And I think we work quite well as a team to, you know, sort of help each other. You know, it's been a solid bunch of guys for a long time.
Now, we see Investec Loyal obviously have a bunch of celebrities on there. You got any celebrities on your boat?
We think we're all celebrities.
Mark Richards is this time of year, Ian, isn't he?
In the eyes of the greater world, no, we don't have any.
Fantastic. The other one that's going to be a contender this year is the American boat, Comanche. Have you sailed against Comanche before? Do you know much about that boat and that crew?
We've never raced against her in earnest. You know, we did the little race around the harbour the other day, but no, look, we know lots about her crew. You know, you've got Jimmy Spittle, current World Sailor of the Year, America's Cup champion. You've got Kenny Reid, 5 times J24 World Champion, Etchell World Champion, President of North Sails, the biggest sailing group in the world. The boat is Stan Honey, regarded as, you know, one of the best navigators in the world. So the boat is fully loaded with very, very expert people. And the boat is the latest, and it spares for nothing. It's untested. Do we know our performance against it? We've got a bit of a feeling that, you know, we where we sit, you know, it's an extension of the Loyal concept of big boat, you know, big sails, a lot of power. And how are we going to go against it? Look, the honest answer is we don't really know.
Right.
And, we know we'll have some strong points, particularly in the lighter breezes. But, you know, it remains to be seen.
Can I ask you a little bit about one of your main competitors over the years, Dennis Connor? We've seen, I've seen numerous press conferences. He appears to be very abrupt and very forthright in his own opinions. How do you and Dennis get on?
Oh, like all sporting relationships, competitive, I think, would be the best way to describe it.
Jeez, that's very diplomatic, Ian. <Right. laughs>
So would I suggest you don't catch up for a beer that often?
Well, luckily he lives in San Diego, so... no, look, Dennis is, you know, struggling with some ill health at the moment, and we wish him well, but he's been an unbelievable competitor over a long period of time. You know, the man has just incredible focus on what he's trying to do, and his results speak for that.
You were the regatta director, I mentioned it earlier, of the 34th America's Cup. That was last year, the 2013 version, and CEO of Race Management. Have you ever encountered and seen a sporting event like that one? It was just amazing what Larry Ellison and his team were able to do.
Look, the way it all came together at the end, you know, was incredible, and the comeback from the Oracle team was incredible.
Mm.
But, you know, what was achieved in terms of new technology, presentation of the sport, we won 2 Emmy Awards for the broadcasting of sailing, which is incredible. The boats and what these boats were, and the fact that you could have these foiling, flying, massive boats travelling at the speeds they were travelling, up to, you know, up to 100 kilometres an hour nearly. Match racing in the close proximity they were was an unbelievable spectacle. So, you know, it was a modern day sport that was competitive, I think exciting for people to watch, and really brought, you know, the athleticism of these tough crews to wrestle these machines around a race course. Now, it's not traditional sailing.
No.
But I think it was captivating for not only the, you know, the traditional and Corinthian sailors, but people that were new to watching sports.
Yeah.
So, you know, Larry Ellison and his technology sort of base of, you know, what he's done, which is incredible in his own right, you know, came to sailing and gave people like me and others great opportunity to, you know, progress the sport. Luckily, in the last little bit, I've been reappointed to be the regatta director for the America 35th version in 2017, so a bit more to do.
And where will that be? San Francisco again?
No, it's going to be in Bermuda.
Bermuda. Oh, fantastic. That'll be a great trip, Ian. Before that, you've got to get to Hobart, and that starts on Boxing Day on Wild Oats 11. We wish you all the very best with that, and thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning.
You're welcome.
Ian Murray there, the tactician for Wild Oats 11. If you want to have a little flutter on the big boat race. You can go to tab.com.au. The line honours winner, the favourite, is Wild Oats 11 at $1.75. Comanche is at $2.20. And then you get out to Perpetual Loyal at $9. First out of the heads, there's always a little bit of a market for that. $2.15, Wild Oats 11. $2.60, Comanche, Perpetual Loyal, and Ragamuffin 100 at $6. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your calls. 13:53:53. It's the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition.
Ever thought of working on the railway? Driving a loader, a crane, or laying track? Mo here knows all about it.
Yep, if you want a career with a bit of adventure and good rewards in the rail industry, check out RISI.com.au.
RISI?
Yep, stands for Rail Industry Safety Induction. RISI cards are issued by Transport for New South Wales. It's your first qualification, you have to have it.
Take a look at RISI.com.au and get trained.
That's RISI.com.au.
Want to own a horse that races more often?
With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local Tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand with a massive range from pallet trucks, stackers and auto pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Experience the excitement of four big EPL games with great events. Departing January 29, see Liverpool v West Ham, Chelsea and Everton, Mille Yednak's Crystal Palace against Newcastle and the big Spurs v Arsenal North London derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg in Munich. $9,350 per person twin share includes just about everything. Go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Coming up after the break, we're going to speak to Nathan Horitz from the Sydney Thunder, and we'll also have a catch-up with Andy Pascalidis from the world of football. Message for Adrian. This is one of our callers. South Africa went home, so why are you still watching? A few weeks ago, he said all he wanted to do this summer was watch AB de Villiers bat. That's from Darren at Macquarie Fields. And just to get an update on that test match, South Africa won by an innings and 220 runs. They were five declared for 552. Hashim Amla, 208. AB de Villiers got 152. I hope Adrian saw that. And then in their innings, West Indies all out for 201 and then all out for 131. They are a mere shadow of their former selves, and we're watching here on one of the TVs some of the greats of West Indian cricket, Clive Lloyd and Colin Croft, Stewie, so they have fallen a long way. Now, your mate, Shane Warne, was a little bit critical of Mitchell Starc and his bowling performance. He didn't say he was soft, he said he looks soft. He's giving the appearance of soft, the no presence at the wicket, which was one of Warne's great strengths.
Without doubt. It was all bluff. A lot of Warne was bluff.
But that's all right.
That's all right. That's the game.
Exactly. Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, look, Shane, I don't think his comments were unfair. I don't know what they were motivated by. That probably is the unfair
bit. That's the issue.
But in saying what he said, I don't think Mitchell Starc bowled very well. Surprisingly, and this may blow everyone's mind, Mitchell Starc bowled better in the second innings. And why do you think that is?
What do you put it down to?
Well, he actually had a bowl rather than spending all his time in the gym lifting weights. He actually went and had a bowl in the first inning, so he actually did his practice during the match. And in the second innings, he bowled a lot better. He wasn't perfect, but he bowled a lot better. Bowl more.
practice more. Get out of the gym, stop worrying about your skin folds and your biceps, and worry about getting the ball on a length.
Ricky Ponting said there's only as many soft tissue injuries as when he played. It's just that they're reported more.
Don't agree.
1353 53, the open line number. We'll take your calls on that. We've got Nathan Horowitz and Andy Pascaletti's coming next. On the...
Good morning, I'm Gemma Bath. The Premier has confirmed $9 million worth of clinical cannabis trials will be conducted at Sydney hospitals, Eloise Wilkinson reports.
The funds will go into investigating whether the drug can relieve the suffering of people with a range of illnesses, from the terminally ill to children with severe epilepsy. Three groundbreaking new trials will be launched in cooperation with the new medical cannabis expert panel. The state government says if it cannot source medical grade cannabis from overseas, it is prepared to look at growing it here. Eloise Wilkinson, Macquarie National News.
A group of cyclists are holding a commemorative bike ride for the hostages and victims of the Sydney siege. They gathered at Lakemba Mosque this morning for the journey into the city. A large majority of the group are members of the Muslim community. Last night, 100,000 people at the Carrolls in the Domain paused and raised their candles for a minute's silence in tribute to Tory Johnson and Katrina Dawson. The community of Cairns has been overwhelmed by the nationwide support and offers to help in the wake of the massacre of 8 children. Mother to 7 of the children, aunt to the 8th, Masani Warrior, has been formally interviewed by police after being arrested over the murders. Charges are expected to be laid later today. Queensland Police Assistant Commissioner Paul Taylor says there's been a steady stream of mourners and well-wishers coming to the scene to pay their respects.
Some of them are not even from Cairns. Some of them have driven some distance to come here to place a memorial at the site behind us here. So that says something for, you know, humanity in general.
Another woman could be included in the federal cabinet. The Telegraph reports Assistant Education Minister Susan Ley will be elevated during the cabinet shake-up. The Prime Minister is expected to unveil his changes later today. Two Australian brothers are in police custody in Bali, accused of urinating in front of a local restaurant owner before glassing him with a beer bottle. The Perth men could face 4 years in jail over the drunken night out. 12,000 toy and gift packs will be handed out to less fortunate children and families from today. 200 volunteers will be hitting the streets in Sydney to deliver them. The Smith family's chief executive, Lisa O'Brien, says all of the toys and books have been donated.
The packs are distributed by volunteers who come out to our base of operations at Sydney Olympic Park, where they're loaded up with the toy and book packs, and then they'll distribute them to families across Sydney.
Dangerous weather conditions have prompted tidal fire bans for large parts of South Australia. A ban is in place for the Northwest Pastoral District, where the danger is listed as extreme. 5 other districts have severe ratings. And briefly, 194 family groups have been transferred on 3 separate charter flights over the last week from Christmas Island to the mainland. Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Gemma, Australia has claimed a 2-0 series lead over India with our pace bowlers starring on the fourth day. Josh Hazel Hazelwood and Mitchell Johnson combined to help the Aussies grab a 4-wicket win. Hazelwood has told Channel 9 it's been a dream debut.
Just the length I hit. A lot of the wickets were caught behind the wicket. A few through the Haz, which was good. So, and on the front foot, the Knicks, so I was pretty happy with that.
Selectors will announce the Boxing Day squad today with David Warner and Mitchell Marsh in doubt with injury. Hobart Hurricanes have recorded their first Big Bash win this summer over the Melbourne Stars. Sydney Thunder will be out for some big hits against Brisbane Heat at ANZ Stadium tonight. A-League leaders Perth Glory has buried Central Coast 4-1 at home. Rising teenager Danny De Silva delivered a 25-yard volley to score his second goal of the season for Glory. Coach Kenny Lowe says he had the home crowd behind him.
It was instinct. And he was in the backyard. That's all he was. He was in the backyard. It's brought up. It's gone in. You know, instinct. Great goal.
City has clinched the Melbourne Derby 1-0 over victory in a late dash at Amy Park. Sydney FC will have to overcome injury troubles in tonight's clash with Wellington Phoenix. Real Madrid are the world champions after a 2-0 defeat of San Lorenzo at the FIFA Club World Cup, and the Winter Wildcard playoffs for the Australian Open continues at Melbourne Park today. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 9:04.
Sky Sports Radio Sydney weather.
Sunny today, light winds, tops of 26 on the coast, 31 in the west, partly cloudy for tomorrow, showers Tuesday, Wednesday, a shower or two and a possible storm for Christmas Day. Right now in the city it's 16 degrees, 2 below average, it's humidity at 87%.
Experience the excitement of four big EPL games with great events. Departing January 29, see Liverpool v West Ham, Chelsea and Everton, Mile Yiddenak's Crystal Palace against Newcastle, and the big Spurs v Arsenal North London derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg in Munich. $9,350 per person twin share includes just about everything. Go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
Tab Saddle Up Sundays. Visit some of our most exciting regional destinations.
And today is a Tab Saddle Up Sunday in Maruya. With the Maruya Christmas Cup, fashions on the field, stalls, cheese and wine tastings, wood-fired pizzas and more. Sky Sports Radio has the Lake Nail. Sky Racing World covers the mounting yard. There'll be gourmet seafood, face painting and Santa's coming too. Today in Maruya, the centre of South Coast racing.
For more on Tab Saddle Up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Ball back to Marshall, the footwork, Benji Marshall, now the speed, away from Peachy, passes without looking, away for Richards, back to Fitzhenry, that is as good as you will see anywhere in the National Rugby League. 9 metres out, fast play the ball, Dean Raymond gives it to Gray, Ben Gray, he scores, Gray scores for the Dragons, and they've done it again.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Chock full of sporting news and views from around the country and around the world. Plus, have your say. Here's Jimmy Smith and Stuart Clark.
1353 53, the open line number. You can get us on the SMS as well. 0419 767 272. That's 0419 SMS BSB. At Big Sports WEND is our Twitter address, at Big Sports WEND. And of course, you can get us on the emails as well, skysportsradio.com.au. Click on that feedback icon. We want to know who bats six for Australia in the Boxing Day Test match if Mitch Marsh is out of action. You don't want Adam Voges there,
no.
Stuart. It's just an age thing.
No.
No, it is. It's an age thing.
I just don't think he's the right bloke.
Okay. It's not an age thing, but he's also 35. Okay. Ed Cowan's 32. Missed out Sydney Grey cricket yesterday, but he's having a spectacular season from Sheffield Shield. He's been more aggressive with his batting as well.
Stroke play.
Yeah, which he said he sort of was early in his career, and then he went away from that, and he just sort of stripped it all back until he realised, well, when David Warner's so aggressive, bowlers bowl bad balls to him because they know if they bowl a bad ball to him that he's going to put them under pressure. So pressure, gives you those bad balls.
The hard part,
it's an interesting theory on it.
The hard part for Ed is, and this is where David Warner's so good, is if you're going to play that way, you're going to get out some bad ways occasionally, i.e. chasing a wide one that's landing off the pitch
right,
and nicking it to slip and stuff like that. So that's the hard part for a batsman to deal with. It's all right when they're all coming out of the middle going for four, But when you, they're not coming and you start nicking a few, or you hit one in the air to cover and he catches it in a third over of the day,
yes,
you look a bit silly. So that's what Ed will have to do. And then there will be a period, if he's going to play the more aggressive style, that won't all go his way as it is at the moment.
Mm.
Have you got any? Are there any tweets that have come in there? I know you're our tweet man.
Yeah,
you're a tweeter. I know you love your tweeting.
I am a tweeter.
But now, someone's got to have sent in a tweet about something. I know it's just before Christmas and Santa Claus. Maybe Santa sent in a tweet.
I don't think Santa's got a Twitter address. He would, surely. We have got this. Jimmy and Stewie, it's another chapter of the Philip Hughes tragedy. He was always the natural replacement for all these guys that are now failing. That's from Ray at Leeton. It's actually a pertinent point that you make.
It's a very, Ray, very fair point, and it's been mentioned around cricketing circles that
Sean Marsh wouldn't have got his go.
Phil Hughes was the next man in.
Yeah.
Phil Hughes, whether you agreed he should have been a test player or not, and he was ugly when he batted occasionally, he went back to Shield cricket and he got run after run after run. Didn't matter what form, one-day cricket, 2020 cricket, four-day cricket, went to England, got runs there.
Everywhere.
He got runs everywhere. So he was the next man in. There was no question about that in my mind.
Mm. Other than a run out, how do you get Steve Smith out? That's from Barry in New Lambton.
You know what I'd do with Steve Smith, and I don't know, no one's explored this. I don't reckon Steve Smith's a good ducker.
Right.
I don't think he ducks.
So he plays.
He plays everyone. And if you watch his first scoring shot in the first innings, he played a hook shot from about a foot and a half above his head.
Mm.
Got it down.
Mm.
Very risky to keep playing shots like that.
Sure.
Set two men back, even three men back, one just in front of square, and bowl at him. And say, all right, how many are you going to score? Because I don't reckon he can duck. And if I was playing in Steve Smith, that's what I'd do every time. He might get a few, but I reckon you may get him out as well.
He's to be commended because when he first came into Test cricket, I guess he had a technique that you would describe as loose. He would chase a wide one and he would get out to the ugly shot and he would clear the leg like you do in one day cricket, and he'd do it in Test cricket and everyone would go, oh, he's batting six for Australia.
Yep.
Not really. You know, he should concentrate on his leg spinners perhaps. But within the course of 4 years, he's changed that dramatically. Now, he had some time out of the Test team, but since he's come back subsequently, and he got that breakthrough 100 in that 2013 Ashes series, it's just, I don't know whether it's the technique's tightened up, he's learning to leave balls that outside off stump where he can nick out a couple of times. But he's come back as the complete player. I think he's averaging 82.9 in 2014.
His technique has tightened up. He's more aware of how to play and let balls go, and he plays the ball a lot later now.
Mm.
His technique's not classical, though. You wouldn't say he's got a classical technique where he plays. He doesn't play a long way forward. He shuffles around the crease, but he's got a good eye. Plays the ball really late.
Yep.
Very good when they bowl straight at him. So he's worked out his game. I wouldn't say he's a classical style batsman. He's not your Greg Chappell. We had that classic play forward, get back in the crease. Still shuffles around a bit, but doesn't matter. He gets runs, and that's all that matters in the game.
Blake Ferguson back in the National Rugby League. We'll talk more about that in 2 minutes of Rugby League coming up very shortly
actually,
in this year.
There's a very nice photo, you know. He's not painting a window like Josh Dugan style, but it's him and his partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how he's a rebuilt, remodeled man.
Mm-hmm.
Have you anything to do with the earthquake?
No.
What do you think?
Well, it's 16 months since he was last played footy.
Yep.
And he's had that broken ankle. He'll be back playing this year. He won't be playing in the Auckland Nines, but he was found guilty of indecent assault. But, you know what I'm like, Stewie? He has done his time now.
You're the great defender of rugby league. I agree.
He's done his time.
He's on notice.
And he's got to report to the National Rugby League every month. And
he's on notice.
And understandably so.
The most minor of incidents is bad.
I was talking to the coach of the Roosters, Trent Robinson, during the week at the fan forum, and I said, how's he going at training, Blake Ferguson? He said...
Training the house down?
No, he said, he's a very good athlete, but he comes to compete and with a great attitude every training session. So he said, usually, sometimes you need to get people competing against each other to get that competitive spirit out in them. He said, Blake turns up every time and he's ready to go. He's ready to train his best. He said, it's quite incredible to watch him at training. So that's a good sign.
He's obviously a great athlete. More importantly, were you there in a work capacity or were you there as a fan?
I was there in a work capacity, yes, right. Part of the stuff that
doing
I do
the
with the Roosters. Yes.
Welcome everybody.
Yeah, all that sort of
How
stuff.
How many people?
Yeah. 70?
Really?
70 people at the Roosters Fan Forum, where they get to interact with the coaches and the Chief Operating Officer of Football and Brian Canavan, and the Group CEO and Scotty Bennett, and all the assistant coaches were there as
Did you ask any questions?
No. Oh, well, indirectly, on behalf of members that had tweeted in or SMS'd in or whatever it was, yeah.
Okay. All righty. Let's get to the open line. Should we get to the open line? Yes. 1353-53. Dave's there. Morning, Dave.
Jed, Riley.
Good, thank you.
Yet again, we have another ridiculous derby match ruined by a referee.
All right. Didn't see it last night. 1-0 Melbourne City over Melbourne Victory.
Yes, well, no different than the Sydney-Melbourne Victory match the week before. Chris's joiner, mate, his A-League career must be going backwards, and it has to go backwards. Two elbows in 2 weeks. If he's that blind and he was standing closer this week than last week, they've got some serious issues, larger than life than what I mentioned last week, Jen.
Okay, well, Mark Milligan got 3 weeks.
Yes.
No issue on the field, so no send-off, no red card, no yellow card on that one, but he got 3 weeks from it, and another elbow in that. Don't tell me we're talking about the match officials from other codes that are bringing the code down.
No, I'm not.
Well, Dave is. And Dave's talking about that. So there you go, A-League, 1353-53.
It doesn't all have to relate back to the NRL. You know that, don't you?
I didn't.
You are. Indirectly, you are. That's what you're trying to do.
Oh, I don't know how you've seen
that. Your 2 minutes are going to come up in a second. Just relax. Just take a breath. I will say, again, video referee would have fixed that. DRS, same with cricket, same with rugby league. If you get rid of it, this is the problem.
That's exactly right.
Goal line technology. Well, I don't understand it. If it's quick and simple to use, why wouldn't you use it?
1353-53, the open line number. Let's go to Sausage Man. Okay, Sausage.
We were very, very worried about who Sausage Man was.
So Sausage Man, are you a butcher?
No, I'm not actually, but when I was a kid, that's how I got the nickname. When I was about 5 years old, I was at a tradies barbecue and ended up eating all the sausages on the kids, so I got the nickname Sausage Man, and I've had it ever since from all the tradies.
Okay.
All right. What do you got for a sausage, man?
Look, I just wanted to ring up and say, look, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You blokes obviously to start off with because it's the last Sunday before then.
Yeah, thanks, and, sausage man. Same to you.
Yeah, no worries. And look, I just wanted to say Steve Smith and the Australian cricket team's just absolutely amazing what they've done in the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, it's been great to watch, and it's good to see the cricket back after the bad news that we had. And it's real good, mate.
Good on you, Sausage Man. Thank you. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. You're right, it is. It does seem funny, though, Sausage Man and Stewie, the fact that we're playing the Brisbane Test and it's the second Test match. And, look, the crowds in Brisbane have been a concern for some time, but the crowd has been
poor.
Disappointing from a Cricket Australia point of view.
Let's not be honest. It's been poor.
Yeah.
But, you know,
You've had poor tests up in Brisbane previously.
Well, the Ashes test is never poor, but the other test matches are. Yeah. Did you see the first test of the summer? And with all the changes that were caused because of the Hughes incident a couple of weeks ago, look, you can't blame anyone for poor crowds. I think they're just going to have to keep it this year and whatever it may be. The TV ratings will still be enormous, as they usually are for Test cricket. And as we've talked about endlessly on this show and also on the Great Summer Show, which starts tomorrow, that's where the cash cow is.
They'll get back to some sort of normalcy with the Boxing Day Test match at the MCG. Then Sydney's different, though.
It's pushed back
a week later, which will impact certainly on some regional people who want to come down and watch the Test match. If you were planning on coming to the Test match and have now had to change that given the change of dates, let us know. 1353-53. Same as if you always come down. Has it changed things for you, or are you still coming? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, I'm going to get out there to a couple of days.
You've been invited to the prawn suite?
Where I can try and eat my body weight in prawns? No, I haven't yet. I'm working on that.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to get started in the rail industry? It pays well, there's lots of work, and it's safe. First, you need your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au.
If you're off for some golf at the Belrose Country Club this morning, take care on Forest Way. We've had reports through of a crash. They've cleared the accident from Moore Park. Northbound traffic on South Dowling Street is back to normal. Still very heavy around most of the shopping centres and the airport drive into the international terminal. If you're up for the A-League this afternoon, special event clearways for FC and Wellington Phoenix will be in place from 3 till 11 tonight around Moore Park. And Woolworths are making gifting easy this Christmas with half-price S20 Caffetally coffee machines at a cheap, cheap $59. That's half price on now at Woolworths. That's the latest traffic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
When Racing HQ finishes, Andrew Bensley just keeps reporting. Keeps reporting. Get his latest racing updates and news as it breaks on Twitter at Andrew Bensley.
The three must-have rock albums this Christmas. This AC/DC. The Foo Fighters and Pink Floyd. The perfect gifts this Christmas.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardiners Road, Mascot.
Hi folks, Matt Hill here. I'd like to wish all of our Sky Sports Radio listeners a very, very happy Christmas and a happy New Year. Important to have plenty of drinks, plenty of food with the ones you love on Christmas Day, and then we're into the form for Randwick on Boxing Day. Have a great one.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
If you're a tradie involved in construction, listen up. Currently, there are tons of rail, road construction and maintenance work underway in Sydney and regional New South Wales, and InfraWorks have got the jobs. If you're a carpenter, a concrete or a steel fixer or a crane truck operator, why don't you get in early and make the most of the upcoming boom in infrastructure spending? InfraWorks are looking to recruit quality tradespeople to work on a number of their projects. Give InfraWorks a call on 9733 3600 and apply for a job. That's 9733 3600 or visit InfraWorks Rail. That's InfraWorksRail.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Well, tonight at Stadium Australia, the Sydney Thunder take on the Brisbane Heat, and a man that's played for the Heat, then for the, and also played for the Thunder, but is now back playing for the Thunder. If you get that, so he was Thunder, Heat, Thunder, is Nathan Horridge. Morning, Harry.
Morning, staff. I've only played for the Heat, mate.
Yeah, you were on the Thunder roster there for a while, weren't you?
No, started at the Heat.
Okay.
I was close to going to the Thunder first year.
Yeah, you made a good decision in that first year, I would have thought. So, how's it all going? Back playing 2020 cricket? You're looking forward to it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, mate, look, it'll be a lot of fun. I think this year the Thunder, more reports have done some amazing things behind the scenes. And well, keeping Huss and having Callis in, Morgan, and young Paddy Cummins coming across as well. Mate, it's looking very good, to be honest.
Perhaps the biggest acquisition for the Thunder has been the coach, Paddy Upton. You have a look at his CV, it's a very different sort of background. Is he a non-traditional coach, Nathan, and what are the things that he brings to the party?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, he's a little bit outside the square. Look, I guess he sort of puts a bit of onus on the players to respond to. You know, generally when you go to team meetings and stuff like that, the coaches and bowling coaches can run through plans, etc. But he's definitely been more of game situations, responding to pressure, how to deal with that in a match situation, and going from there. Most importantly, just wants you to enjoy the game. And I think that's not a nice, refreshing approach.
No, it certainly is. Enjoying the game, that's number one. Mike Hussey hasn't played a lot of cricket, but he's back playing. Callis, same. They're both sort of retired, but come out for the Big Bash in the IPL tournaments. How are they going?
Yeah, good. Look, they've both been playing pretty well. Just played his first game the other night for us, so we're all, you know, waiting in arm and breath for it to see how we go and get through. And look, he didn't disappoint, no doubt. And Huff, you know, look, he's just the ever meticulous professional. Look, I think, you know, getting into this format, it does take a game or two to sort of if you're not playing as much cricket, to sort of get out of the cobwebs and get back into that professional scene. But look, I'm sure, I have no doubt they'll be at full pace.
And you're in the same boat because you're not playing first class cricket at the moment.
No, unfortunately, I've been playing grade cricket for about the last 8 weeks. So it would have been nice to be playing at first class level before coming in. But look, I've done a lot of work with Dave over the last probably 2 months, to be honest, working on different things and just ironing out a few kinks in the action and whatnot. And I feel really prepared, and look, it's going to be a great night against the Heat tonight. They're a very good side and very strong side, and a good contest.
I don't know who the name of the young player was, but I saw vision of Jacques Callis at Thunder training, and Michael Hussey was introducing him to the rest of the squad of the Sydney Thunder. I couldn't recognise the young guy, but it was in awe that he walked towards Jacques Callis. How's it been having him away from the cricket side of things? Has he slotted into the team very well? Because he is, you know, you look at his numbers, he is an absolute superstar of world cricket.
It's amazing, to be honest. You know, look, he was an idol of mine growing up. And you're right, he is a superstar. And everyone just, you know, any throwdowns, I had throwdowns with him yesterday. He offered to throw me a cricket ball, so I took that up real quick.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, you know, you don't get these opportunities many times. You know, you got Hussey, Callis, Morgan in the one side. You know, as a young kid growing up, you know, 16, 17, 18, you know, it's just, these opportunities don't come around, and you definitely take it in.
How was his throwdown? Say, all right?
Yeah, no, that was good.
You give him some tips, mate? That's not good enough, Joe. Seriously, mate.
I definitely got some tips, don't worry about that.
Did he then say, can you throw me some? And for the next 2 hours, you just stood there throwing him balls?
I actually threw it to him first for about 20 minutes, but it was all good.
What about off the field? And I don't know how much you've had an involvement in this, but the Thunder, they've been criticised and they've been... they've been questioned a lot about getting their off-field structure right. How's that appearing to be?
Look, I can't comment on the years before, but so far it seems outstanding. You know, the group dynamics that they've got off-field has been very good, like the boys they've brought in. You know, and Nick Cummins, you know, from all reports, you know, has been working tirelessly behind the scenes to get everything, you know, up and running. Obviously, with any franchise, there's teething problems and whatnot, but look, we've thoroughly enjoyed ourselves here straight away. You know, obviously, the only thing that's quite tough is the travel in Sydney. You know, you're travelling, unless you're living out that way. And I think I speak for all the boys that prefer to live in the city and, you know, have a bit more to do and stuff like that. But, look, they've been outstanding. You know, everyone behind the scenes, you know, even with their Thunder days and that sort of thing, it's been great.
Chris Gayle wouldn't live out there. Jacques Callis has said he's got no problem living out there. Surely you're okay with it, Nathan?
I don't mind it. I don't mind the area too much. I guess it's the only time it becomes tough is when you have down days, which we haven't had this week. We've had something to do every day. But I think, you know, Jack doesn't really know the area that well to comment on it too much just yet. It is a nice area. You know, look, it's closer to, the big thing is, as I said, the traffic, you know, because some nights we've been in traffic for about an hour and a half and it can get quite tough on the body.
All right, well, you take on the Brisbane Heat tonight, 7:10 p.m. the game starts. Expecting a big crowd?
Yeah, look, I definitely think so. It's, you know, New South Wales-Queensland rivalry. You know, the Heat have generally played pretty well down at ANZ. And, look, I think all the planning and preparation that we have done, we're very well prepared, and we're looking forward to it. I think we've got the side this year to shake it up a bit and create a bit of pressure on the boys.
Do you have a set time when you'll be bowling, Nathan? Do you go in with those pre-plans and say, right, you'll be bowling these overs at these times?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But are you prepared?
Right, all right. Okay. You need my next question.
No, not really. Look, we've sort of, you know, it all depends what's going on, the situation of the game. Generally, look, a spinner will come on in those first six if they're spinning the ball away from the bat from someone there, you know, just to put a bit of pressure on them and maybe try and make them play a different shot.
Right.
You know, and then after that, it's just sort of, you just got to adapt to the situation no matter what's happening. Just be adaptable.
Well, we will be watching with interest tonight, Nathan, when you come on to bowl. And if there's any left-handers, we'll be expecting you at the bowling crease very soon after that. It is a new era for the Sydney Thunder. Let's hope it starts with a win against the Brisbane Heat. Thanks very much for joining us on the day of the game.
Thanks, boys.
Nathan Horace there, former Australian Test cricketer, now plying his trade with the Sydney Thunder. They are the $2.10 outsiders in this one at their home ground. Brisbane Heat is $1.75. And there's a lot of interest around some of those players, Stewie. Jacques Callis there, he's mentioned. Owen Morgan, the new England captain. And, of course, Freddie Flintoff will be turning out for the Brisbane Heat in that one as well.
Good commentator, Freddie Flintoff. I really enjoyed his commentary the other night.
Oh, I missed it. I was at the game.
It was different. It was refreshing. He was fun. Right. He had a laugh. Had a laugh at himself.
Right.
Mate, he was really good. I'm interested to see how he goes. He hasn't played a lot of cricket. Played a bit of 2020 over in England.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem for the Thunder's been they've been a team of individuals just sort of pulled together. They need to combine as a team. And if they do, they've certainly got the talent in that team to be successful.
Well, Paddy Upton strikes me, from what I've read, as the type of guy who can do that. Talk about blokes who can laugh at themselves. Let's hope this bloke can laugh at himself too. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Good morning, Glenn.
Oh, morning, Jimmy. Morning, Stewie. How's the travelling going, boys?
No, not bad. It was all good this morning.
Still getting there. I can lend you a helicopter, Stewie, to get there.
No. Which one's your office in this building?
You know the biggest one?
No.
The biggest one you can see? There's another one bigger than that. That'd be mine.
Is it? Is that near the toilet?
In it as well.
Near the toilet there?
Yeah. There's a valet car parking spot there for it.
Of course there is. Big bash tonight, mate.
What time will you be arriving tonight, Stewie, to watch the Thunder?
I can't. I've got some stuff on tonight, mate, unfortunately.
Washing your hair?
Yeah, washing my hair and doing the sock drawer again tonight.
I tell you what, listening to Freddie Flintoff the other night, I had to walk to the fridge to see how many beers I consumed because I couldn't understand him.
Mate, it was he was good. I really enjoyed him.
Well, mate, he gives you a different perspective.
Correct.
Of what's happening. And it was actually interesting to hear him say that, you know, in his comeback there, he just went down the nets and had a bit of a trundle and then just kept, you know, getting fitter and that. He said, well, I might as well have a hit. You know, they never lose it, unlike some others, like me.
Got to have it before you can lose it.
You want to have something on Nathan Horwich to be the leading run scorer for the Thunder tonight?
Yeah, what's he paying?
He's 100-1.
Well, if they lose 6 for 20, he can bat.
Yeah, well, hopefully he doesn't get a bat for the Thunder because they've got too many runs and they can't get him out. But yep, Jimmy's given us the market. The Thunder, 210 outsiders, 10 past 7 tonight at ANZ for the start of this match. Brisbane at 175. Looking at the high bat for the Thunder, now you said, Stewie, you know, they've gone in the past as a team of individuals. They've got some handy individual players when you have a look at it. This is their, you know, their high bat market. Mike Hussey and Jacques Callis, equal favourites at $5. Aiden Blizzard's at $6.88. Daniel Hughes and Ian Morgan, along with Curtis Patterson, all $7.50. Chris Hartley and Andrew McDonald at $8.13. Jake Doran at $16.25. And then we get into the real batsman. Pat Cummins is at $51.25. And Nathan Horwich is $100. So they've got some handy blokes there that can throw the bat around.
They certainly do. They've got some they've got some players. There's no question about that.
So there is a high bat for the Thunder. There's also a high bat for the Brisbane Heat tonight. Joe Burns is the favourite there at $4.68. You're wondering why we've got some strange prices. Well, the 25% high bat bonus that started with the test matches carries on into the Big Bash. That's why you'll get some... Chris Lynn tonight is $5.62 for the Brisbane Heat. Daniel Christian and James Pearson both $6.25. Nathan Reardon's at $6.87. James Hope's there is $8.75. And Freddie Flintoff, if you think he can be the leading run scorer tonight, he's $13.75. So that is the Sydney Thunder versus the Brisbane Heat in the Big Bash. We've got a new favourite in the Big Bash after the first few matches. Hobart into favourites now at $4 to win the Big Bash. The Melbourne Stars at $5.50. The Adelaide Strikers at $6. The Brisbane Heat at $7. The Melbourne Renegades, the Perth Scorchers and the Sydney Sixers all at $8. And the Thunder, despite the fact they haven't played a game, have drifted out in the market and are $11 outsiders there. Couple of matches, of course, rolling through. Tomorrow night, Perth play Adelaide, and Adelaide slight favourites there at $1.85 over Perth at $1.95. I tell you what, boys, the way the Aussies started yesterday, they must have had a late tea time at Indooroopilly or somewhere or Royal Queensland. They got through them quick, didn't they?
They knocked them over quick in the morning.
And I tell you what, and typical of the Australian side, when they've got a low total to chase, we don't usually finish none out.
No, we try and get them in about 10 overs so we can all get to Indooroopilly.
Yeah. Well, the third test market's gone up for Boxing Day, of course, at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Australia have gone up $1.55 here, but draws at $3.50, and India at $6.50. Now, Jimmy, quite confidently, I think you said four blot the result before the start of the series.
Certainly did. On track.
On track?
Yeah.
Well, they're just not offering a great deal, are they? they bat all right, and then as soon as you get two or three wickets, it's ta-ta-ta-dee.
No, they have a bad period in a game.
We've got to get to the A-League quickly, Glenn.
Okay, A-League, 5 o'clock this afternoon. Sydney FC against Wellington. Sydney, the $1.87 favourites there. They back up on Boxing Day against Adelaide, where they're $2.25. A biggie on Boxing Day as well. Melbourne City favourites over Perth. NBL today, Melbourne favourite over Sydney. That's at 2 o'clock. Cairns favourite over New Zealand at 5 o'clock. And also on Boxing Day, a little yacht race. Boys, Wild Oats 11, the $1.75 favourite for line honours. $2.15 favourite to be first boat out of the heads on Boxing Day for the Sydney to Hobart.
Good on you, Glenn. Have a great Christmas to you and your family on behalf of everyone here at the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
I tend to have 10 minutes off on Christmas Day, but I'll be batting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What a guy.
1353 53, the open line number. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. Time now for a sports update with Tanya.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya White.
The Melbourne Stars has suffered back-to-back losses going down last night to Hobart in the BBL match at the MCG by 52 runs. The Hurricanes hit 108 from their last 8 overs, which included a brilliant 38 off 12 balls from Darren Sammy. Hobart recorded 5 for 190, the Melbourne Stars 9 for 138. Meantime, Australia, a 4-wicket win over India to wrap up the second test with a day and a bit to spare. Mitchell Johnson, back to his fiery best, took 4 for 61 and made 88 runs. Yet to be seen if there will be any changes for the Boxing Day test, with Shane Watson light on runs during that Gabba test. Dave Warner and Mitchell Marsh are suffering minor injuries, the team to be named today. Perth Glory's Chris Harold scored twice and set up two to help the Glory to a 4-1 win over the Central Coast in the A-League game in Perth, the win giving the Glory a 6-point lead on the table. While at Amy Park, the local derby between Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City saw City pull off a 1-0 win at the death. Eric Partaloo headed the ball past Nathan Cole in stoppage time to break the nil-all deadlock. Today, the Sydney host Wellington at 5 o'clock. Real Madrid has won its fourth trophy for 2014, winning the Club World Cup this morning, beating Argentinian side San Lorenzo 2-0. The win is their 22nd consecutive in all competitions. Now, the record is 26. That was by Dutch side Ajax back in 1971-72. While Auckland City beat Cruz Azul 4-2 on penalties to finish on the podium in third place, it was 1-1 after regulation time. English Premier League results, Aston Villa and Man United 1-1, Hull 0, Swansea 1, QPR 3, West Brom 2, Southampton 3-0 over Everton, Tottenham 2, Burnley 1, West Ham 2, Leicester 0, Man City 3, Crystal Palace 0. In the NBL today, Sydney play Melbourne in Melbourne at 2 o'clock, Cairns play New Zealand in Cairns, and a 103-year-old Florida golfer has made history as the oldest person to record a hole-in-one. The previous effort was a 102-year-old woman in 2007.
What's he, 103?
103, yes.
103.
He used a driver on the 113-yard 14th hole.
Of course he did.
God bless him.
Hole-in-one to hole-in-one.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just, you know, he took driver for the 130 metres.
I just want to quickly just mention, perhaps not such a Merry Christmas for Lance Armstrong, one of the copious amount of lawsuits he faces these days. Now, this one in particular, Lance Armstrong on one side, the United States government and Floyd Landis on the other. Now, the federal suit alleges that the Postal Service would not have sponsored Armstrong if they knew that he was doping.
Right.
Whereas that's the government.
Yes.
Now, Armstrong's lawyers are saying that the United States Postal Service was aware of doping allegations back in 2000 and renewed their deal anyway. So,
yes, but an allegation and a conviction are two very separate things.
Yeah, well, what's happened is that they've agreed Armstrong's two business partners and himself have agreed to pay the federal government $500,000 to settle the suit. So perhaps
half a million?
Half a million, yeah.
How much did the US government give the postal team, the cycling team, over the course of that sponsorship?
That's probably why they decided to settle.
The question is, what's the detriment to the US Postal Service?
Pretty dramatic, I would have thought.
Absolutely, hang on.
You've asked me the question, I'm going to answer it. They've been strongly associated with a guy who's gone down in history as the greatest
cheat.
He's the greatest fraud in the history of sport.
When he was not a doping cheat and all the benefit they got out of the sponsorship then?
Yeah, well, it's all negated dramatically by the fact that the revelations have been overwhelming.
Yeah, but what about all the benefit they got out of it at the time?
Well, that's why they were paying that money at the time. Exactly. And now they deserve to at least get that money back.
So why would they take $500,000 then?
Well,
if it wasn't that big, if it was worth $200 billion, why would they take $500,000?
Because he hasn't got that to give.
Exactly.
I don't disagree. He's got to give something back, but I think they've got a benefit out of it as well. Prior.
Yeah, because he won most of those Tour de France's under the US postal team.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, that's right. And Stuart's saying, so when he did win them and he was clean, in inverted commas, that they got a great deal of benefit out of that. But
was he ever clean?
But whatever money's, whatever benefit they got out has certainly been negated and more, you could argue, when the revelations came out. The issue would be how much can you get out of him? And maybe they're saying, well, as much as we can get is about $500,000, so we'll take
maybe.
That.
Maybe, but there's also a benefit at the time. But you know, that's boring everyone to death.
Did we get into legalese there?
Oh, that's not boring everyone to death. SMS has come in here. Jimmy.
Yes.
Had to have a chuckle about Stewie giving advice as a captain about how to get Smudger out. Smudger being Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Trent Copeland told a story on the ABC about how Stewie was captain of a grade game he was playing in and forgot to give him a bowl. Kiwi Jim just waiting for the government Xmas bonus.
Oh, I bet you are, Kiwi Jim.
Kiwi Jim, 2 points for you. I've never captained a grade game, so that can't possibly be right. And Trent Copeland should worry about getting fit rather than making up crappy stories.
Oh, hello! All the toys are out of the cot.
Well, if you're going to bang
hang on. It might have been a first-class game. Did you captain Trent Copeland in a first-class game? Have you ever captained Trent Copeland?
Yes, I have.
Did you ever forget to give him a bowl?
He was bowling rubbish, so I didn't bowl him.
So did you bowl him and then not bowl him anymore?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to tell him straight up that you're bowling rubbish.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's not like you, not to be straight to the point.
Well, he was down on confidence. And
right.
When you're bowling backwards about 110 kilometres an hour.
Oh, here we go again. Come on.
Give him a bowl.
Drive it into him.
But wow. I didn't count him in a grade game.
There's a bit of a tiff here.
I couldn't care less. What do I care?
Oh, look, who won't be getting a Christmas card from Stuart Clark. Good morning, Trent Copeland. 1353-53. Andy Pascalides coming up next.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Be part of the action at Australia's Holiday Playground this January, where the opportunity to join the winner's circle is only one horse away. Recent graduates of the Gold Coast Yearling Sale include Atlantic Jewel, Piero and Zoo Star, and Spring Carnival Stars Amicus, Dissident and Shooting to Win. Progeny by Australia's leading sires plus 22 individual first season sires will go under the hammer at Magic Millions, Australia's leading source of black type and Group 1 winners. View the catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
Experience the excitement of four big EPL games with great events. Departing January 29, see Liverpool v West Ham, Chelsea and Everton, Mille Yednak's Crystal Palace against Newcastle, and the big Spurs v Arsenal North London derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg in Munich. $9,350 per person twin share includes just about everything. Go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
This is Mo. G'day, Mo.
G'day.
Mo's big in railway infrastructure. What you been doing, Mo?
Mostly talking to labourers, plant operators and parents about working in the rail industry. It's a great career choice, but first up, you need to take a RISI course.
A RISI course?
Rail Industry Safety Induction. Before you work in the rail industry, you have to do a Rail Industry Safety Induction. Only takes a day. Book now on risi.com.au.
That's risi.com.au.
We'll get you trained.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, radio's biggest and best serve of weekend sport.
Hey, just before we get to Andy Pascalidis, just looking at this scorecard, and there's the replays up here on Fox Sports. South Africa versus the West Indies, they were 2 for 87. You know, they were trailing by 264 at the time, but they were 2 for 87. All out 131. Dale Steyn, 6 for 34.
Yeah, some guys are going to get out shortly, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's going to happen dramatically. 2 for 87. They're now 3 for 87 on this replay here, but they were all out for 131. A shocking performance there from the West Indies, who've had their issues with their own governing body and the Players Association. But they've been having them for a decade.
Anyone that thinks there's some, you know, conflict in sports in Australia, rugby league, or AFL, whatever it may, cricket.
Yeah.
Nothing compared to what goes on in the West Indies. And not even in the same vicinity.
And it's tough enough as it is, because the West Indies is really an aggregation of a number of countries.
Correct.
Which presents its own issues.
If you watch the Commonwealth Games or the Olympics, you see them all running as St. Kitts.
Antiguans or whatever it is.
Yeah. Barbados. Yeah. So, but they all come together as a test-playing cricket nation. And that worked in the 70s when there wasn't as much money in the game.
Mm.
Now there's lots of money. And a lot of this is money-driven, and who's got the most money, as most conflicts in sport are.
Yes.
There's always a dollar sign somewhere near about it.
Yep. Speaking of dollar signs being somewhere near about them, Andy Pascalidis.
Yes, he's got some dollar
Sky
signs.
Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football. G'day, Andy.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Hey, great to see Sepp Blatter out there presenting the trophy for Real Madrid in their 2-0 win against San Lorenzo.
Rousing reception. And look, it just shows you the European dominance. European teams have won 7 of the last 8 finals. $5 million US goes to Real Madrid. That's 22 wins on a trot now this season. And you look at the goalkeeper, Casillas. He's 33. Some call him a veteran, but he's won 23 trophies now. So truly incredible. But for me, the fantasy story has to be Auckland City. They got through via the playoffs. They beat Cruz Azul today on penalties. Ivan Vissalic, their 38-year-old captain, has led this side that includes a zoology student, a delivery truck driver, a retail assistant, a lawyer, but not bad return for them. $2.5 million US.
Okay, do we know how they're sharing it amongst the club and the players?
They haven't even stated what they're doing, but I suspect it'll be a 50-50 split. The club had said that they want to work on development. They've been the dominant force of an 8-team domestic competition in New Zealand, and they've pretty much, I think they've won at least half of those trophies that have been available since that competition started a few years back. And look, it just shows you, if you're on the a different side of the draw, that the opportunities, and let's remember too, I mean, against San Lorenzo, they lost that semi-final after extra time. So they've really stood up. It wasn't a fluke, this run for them. It was just good, hard, gritty football, competitive, 90 minutes. Unfortunately for the Wanderers, they come away with $1 million US.
Exactly. Well, it doesn't matter how you split half of a lot, it's still a lot. So
it's still a lot.
Good luck to them. All right, A-League, Newcastle Jets 2, Adelaide 1, Melbourne City 1, Melbourne Victory 0, which is their first loss, and the Perth Glory 4, the Central Coast Mariners 1. Perth, they're dominating at the top of the table.
They are indeed, Stuart, and they're 6 points clear now of the Melbourne Victory, courtesy of their first loss of the season in the derby. And I'm not sure if you saw it, but Jacob Melling's elbow to Lee Broxham only got a yellow card. For me, that was straight red.
Yeah.
That was just something that you would have expected. The intent was truly there. The passion of the derby, just over 26,000 fans, and Partolu scores the winner in the last minute of normal time. That's the second successive win for the city, and what it's done for them is lifted them into the top six on 12 points. They're too clear of Brisbane Roar, but Brisbane, obviously, they have a game in hand. And today, Sydney take on Wellington. They're $1.87 off. I've got to stay with Sydney on this one, I think, at Allianz. Wellington, not the greatest of travellers, but they're having a fantastic campaign too. There's only a point splitting these sides.
Well, you're paying $4.
Yeah.
If you want to have a crack at them, the draw.
Nathan Burns is on fire.
He is the league's top scorer.
Yeah.
And mind you, it's going to be interesting to see how Ange Postecoglou goes, because I think on Tuesday he announces his 23-man Asian Cup squad, and he would have had a good look at young teenager Daniel De Silva's goal for Perth Glory last night. There's quite a few of that. Aaron Moy put his hand up again. Terry Antonis today gets the chance to also stake a claim. Mm. So Ange is having a close look at the last round of the A-League before announcing his 23-man squad.
Just before we get to EPL, you got a score in that game?
I think it'll be a +2.5 goals game, and I think Sydney might get up 2-1 or 3-1.
Well, 2-1's paying $8.50 to Sydney FC, and +2.5 to $1.70. So
yeah, no surprises. We should see some goals.
All right, EPL overnight. Well, unfortunately, Man United and Aston Villa, they had a 1-1 draw. Me and Jim, you're very disappointed.
Very.
Look, you should be, because look, Falcao equalised with a lovely header in the 53rd. Benteke struck a classic goal in the 18th. But the fact that Gabriel Agbonlahor was sent off in the 65th, and you just felt that United could make it 7 wins on the bounce, but it wasn't to be. And unfortunately, there's 7 points adrift now of Man City and Chelsea. And of course, Chelsea have the game in hand. The Monday night game in the UK, they're away at Stoke, and they should get those 3 points. But Man City went about their business. They scored all their goals in the second half in a 3-0 win against Palace. And Milo Jedinak was denied a goal in the first half, unlucky not to score. And the other victors, Swansea, QPR turning around a 2-0 deficit to win 3-2. Charlie Austin hat-trick. Swansea got up. Southampton beat Everton. Tottenham beat Burnley. There was a cracking goal in that one from Lamala as well. And West Ham, the mighty Hammers, 2-0 against Leicester.
Oh.
West Ham are in fourth position, a point behind Man U.
And Andy, you've got a fundraiser today you can tell the listeners about?
Oh, yeah. Look, you've seen those wonderful flag displays that the RBB do at Pertec Stadium. And Nathan Bethely Nutto, as he's affectionately known, he's been diagnosed with cancer. Dicko, myself and a few others, we're heading out there to Central Gardens at Merrylands from lunchtime today just to help fundraise and support a guy that's done so much behind the scenes for the club.
Fantastic. Well, if you can help out, get out there to Central Gardens at Merrylands today. Just after midday, did you say?
Yeah, it starts around 11 o'clock and there'll be all sorts of things happening there. There's an auction and a raffle and some good things happening. And we expect a big crowd. The RBB will support this in numbers.
Good stuff. Well done, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Andy Pascal is there, Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football. 1353 53 is the open line number. Does Stu charge his law firm employer overtime for legal debates on the show, representing Lance Armstrong? Great practice for the bar career after the BSB summer gig. That's from the Master Monkey.
Pro bono.
Is it pro bono?
Today it is.
Yeah.
For you,
if you hear a ding every 6 minutes, Master Monkey, increments that he is charging you at.
If you want good law advice, go and speak to Bridges Lawyers. They're more than happy to help.
Ka-ching. Jimmy, did people stop using the US Postal Service because of Armstrong's drug revelations? Is there an alternative postal service for people to use in the US? Regards from Tom. I'm not 100% sure of that, Tom, but I'd imagine there's they have a really strong courier history within the course of that country. And that's why online has been such a success there, because they've got the delivery system. For example, the Sears catalogue.
You think that's why the online system is not one of these?
No, that's part of it. But the other thing is you've got to be able to... No, you want to listen?
Not really.
Yeah, I know you don't. And that's the point is that you need to be able to get the product to the person. If it's not a digital product that can be delivered over the internet, then you have to get it to them. Yeah. And they have, through their Sears catalogue, which for hundreds of years has been sending out along the train line there from Chicago, and then as a result of that, it then becomes very simple to transfer that into an internet business.
Wow. All right. Anyway.
We got clarification too. 50% of the money from the Auckland club goes to the club, 40% of which goes to the players, and then the other 50% is split between all the other ASB Premiership clubs, which is all the other clubs in that Premier League over there in Auckland. So we got clarification. Thank you, Hamish. Panel operator.
Hamish,
because he loves his football. Apparently, Auckland's his...
Auckland City
Auckland,
fan.
Auckland, you know, he was a Mariners fan because he lives on the Central Coast.
He was.
They're not going so well, so now all of a sudden he's a Wellington Phoenix fan. Oh, this Auckland club's doing well at the World Club Cup. Oh, yeah, well, now I go for them.
On. There goes the jump back on that bandwagon.
Bandwagon going past Hamish, jump on it. Stewie, would you give Trent Copeland a bowl against the West Indies at present?
No.
That's from Dog Breath at Auckland. No, you wouldn't, would you?
We don't need to, mate. Anyone can have a bowl against the West Indies. I might come back and play against them.
1353 53, the open line number. We've got Anthony on the line. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Anthony?
I've got a cheeky question for Stu, but I don't want to throw more toys out of the cot, so I'll ask him.
Anything, go for it.
Nah, well, we haven't got time. I'll do it through the week. But I've
got get stuck in there during the week, Anthony.
Summer edition.
Yep.
Listen, Stewie, have we in New South Wales got a possibly another Gilly problem coming up with Ryan Carter? Like, Gilly could stay with as a batsman, but because of New South Wales captain keeper Phil Emery, had to go elsewhere to be a keeper batsman. Mm. Ryan's got Brad Haddin and Phil Neville.
It's actually a very good point, and Ryan Carter continues to get runs. He's happy to play as a batsman only, and I think we've had him on the show a few times, and he doesn't mind wicket-keeping, but I think predominantly he wants to be a batsman. So
a better chance playing for Australia as a keeper batsman?
He kept in the game for the Sixes.
He does the Big Bash. I don't know. Look, yes, but you've got to remember there's only one spot in the team as a keeper, and if he may face the next problem. If he's not the next keeper in line and they go with Tim Payne, Matthew Wade, Sam Whiteman from Western Australia, and they're the long-term option, then he might only be able to play as a batsman anyway.
Well, then he could be number six in the next test match then.
He could be. He bats at the top of the order. So if he predominantly, as long as he's getting a game as a batsman, I don't seem to have a problem with it. Unless
another string to his bow, though, Cooper Batsman makes him a better chance, though, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm not so sure of that.
Lose him.
Well, we don't want to lose him either, but I'm not sure the keeping thing's that big on his radar to start with, but also I don't think it's going to stop him from playing because he can just play as a batsman predominantly.
Good on you, Anthony.
I'll let you have a good Christmas. We'll throw the toys out of the
cockpit. No, ring up. We're here Monday to Wednesday. Jim's coming in Thursday because that's the type of guy he is, but Monday to Wednesday, please call because I want to hear what you've got to say.
No problems. I certainly will.
Thanks, Anthony.
Bye, mate.
Yeah, appreciate that, Anthony. 13:53:53.
I've created a little monster, haven't I?
Oh, you've thrown your toys out of the cot. You've had a massive dummy spit because Trent Coatman told a story about you.
Well, he told a lie.
Well, now he's lying. He's a liar.
Yeah, he's a liar.
But that's you confirmed that you wouldn't bowl him.
But that's not what he said in the email here, or the SMS.
Well, do you think there might be a little inaccuracy in the SMS rather than the story that Trent told?
No, well, didn't whoever told the...
It was Kiwi Jim.
Kiwi Jim's dumb?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, you said he can't send an SMS.
No, I'm saying there might be an inaccuracy in the story to what Trent Copeland told on the ABC.
So you're saying Jim's made up the story?
No, I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
It's either the grade game or the first class game. It might be an inaccuracy there. But you've already come out and admitted that you didn't bowl him.
I didn't bowl him.
That's right.
I didn't need to bowl him. We won anyway.
Well,
I know which game he's talking about. I didn't bowl him.
So there you go.
But what's that got to do with anything?
The fact that you threw your toys out of the cot.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Keep going.
13:53:53, the open line number. Stewie on the run. Hello, Fred.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Fred.
How you going?
Good.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, dear families.
Thank you, mate. And to you.
Hey, Jim, there must be a shortage of radio announcers in Sydney these days, eh?
Why is that, mate?
Oh, you're popping up everywhere.
Real shortage at the moment.
Oh, mate. It must be a helipad for you over at the 2KY studios there.
Let me assure you, there is not, Fred. There is not.
You're lucky to get a car space, mate.
You're around Sydney that quick, mate.
Righto, mate. What do you got for us, Fred?
Now, keep going, Fred.
Okay, yeah, he says. Mate, look, I'm really disgusted with NRL. You know, granting Ferguson another contract in NRL. The bloke had more starts than Farlap, mate. And he's been trialled in a court of law, decently assaulting a young woman.
Yes.
It could have been your sister, my daughter, anybody's daughter, mate.
Yes, we understand.
And we know how capable this bloke is, and that's the only reason he's been allowed back in the NRL, because he puts bums on seats. But it's disgusting that we're compromising, you know, to put blokes like that back on national TV, on showpiece, because he'll probably end up playing State of Origin for Australia again.
It could very well. It might be a stretch, Fred, to say that he'll do it straight away, but from what all reports, he's got over that ankle injury, he's back training, and he's doing a great job of that. Look, I understand that some people are going to be uncomfortable about this, but Blake Ferguson is not the first player to play in the National Rugby League, the AFL, the A-League, or whatever competition you want to name, that it has a criminal record. He has been found guilty of indecent assault, as you said. He's been out of the game for 16 months.
It doesn't make it right, though.
I understand that, but you know he's done his time. He's been excluded from earning an income for that time. He has been punished for that crime. From an employment point of view,
some people would agree with you, some people would disagree with you, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, some people, for example, the Russell Packer thing. You know, he's released from jail on January 6. Now it would seem that the St George Illawarra Dragons are trying to sign him straight away.
Would you sign him?
I don't think I'd bring him back to football straight away. But I would, if I wanted him to play at my club, whether at the end of 2015 or indeed for 2016, then I would support him in some fashion. And from speaking to Dragons insiders throughout the course of the last week, their plan is to bring him back and then get him back into society. And that is working, not with the club, but working.
Painting the window thing?
Whatever it takes.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
I've just realised we're almost at the end of our show here, and we haven't had 2 minutes of rugby league.
I'm devastated.
So,
they're all ready to go.
Quite frankly, save it for next week.
Gold Coast have released Paul Carter from his contract.
That's for drink driving?
Yeah, second drink driving offence in a year. Melbourne Storm released Justin O'Neill to play with the North Queensland Cowboys, effective immediately.
Geez, I hope you didn't do a lot of work with this.
And St George Illawarra representatives and Trent Merrin's manager Wayne Beavis are to meet on Monday, so that's tomorrow.
That's some rumours. That's a good one.
The deal has not changed in any way, shape or form from the current administration. The deal will not expire before Christmas, but it won't last forever. Quote unquote.
Oh.
And there's become a real demarcation between negotiation of the contract and coaching of the players. So
really?
The Paul McGregor-Trent Merrin relationship can be maintained while the negotiations
line
continue.
Line in the sand is what you're saying?
Not yet. Oh, well, the line in the sand is that's the offer. Take it or leave it.
There's a time frame on it now.
They're going to do it at the
nice
end
line.
Of the... Yeah.
That's 2 minutes of rugby.
That was only a minute and a half of rugby league.
Jim. The most impressive part about today is we didn't talk about the NRL draw once, because Jim...